Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services on Trent Hazen from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
You told me you were going to have some barbecue for me.
You said you didn't want any.
Are we on?
We're on.
Oh, goodness gracious. Got to turn it up a little bit.
You made thumpy in your head so your ears will start working.
What kind of barbecue did you eat?
I don't know where it came from, but I ate it in my truck before I walked in.
You cannot eat barbecue that somebody brings you and not know where it came from.
I was quick. I did tell Robert Walker from Wayne Automatic Fire Sprinklers. He brought Wayne Fire. They're awesome. They're one of our vendors on the commercial side that I would give him a shout out because I walked in, got a plate of barbecue, and abruptly left.
That's good. You told me you're going to bring me some.
You
and
said,
Taylor.
You said, man, I ate all this food over at Cracker Barrel this morning with Dan Bailey.
That's a true story.
Cracker Barrel fill you up.
Cracker Barrel gets you some gravy.
That's good. So, yeah, I did tell Robert, they're a wonderful vendor, Wayne Fire.
But I'll give a plug. The best gravy biscuit in the world is Hardee's. If you've ever never had it, go have you one. My kids are addicted as well. My wife isn't as fond of it as I am. But it's a nostalgic memory with my father.
The gravy biscuit.
Sausage and gravy biscuit from Hardee's on Little Rock Road. Yep.
Gravy biscuits are so good. I can remember the first time I had a gravy biscuit.
They're good at McDonald's, too, I will say.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The Hampton Inn in Newport News, Virginia, has got some good old gravy biscuits.
Yeah, go there now.
Random, isn't it? Yeah, that's the first time I ever had them. I was
22. TJ's cutting, laughing over here. Good, and thanks for my barbecue, Patrick. I feel so full.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. There's a piece of brisket in my truck still, if you want it.
We went, Reagan's family, a couple of her uncles from Illinois came down several weeks back during Thanksgiving week, and she was trying to find things to do with her family, show them around. And we went up to Old Salem in Winston-Salem and did a tour of the old town. Really neat place to go. And on our way back, we stopped by Lexington Barbecue and ate lunch.
I know. We talked about
that. Oh, we talked about that last week.
But that's what we're talking
man.
About again.
It's so good.
Yeah. I need to get up there. There's a lot of places I need to get to.
The first time my buddy Randy Burris, who's been on the radio a couple times.
A bunch of times.
First time he ever came to Carolina Golf Club a decade plus ago when my first time taking a guest as a member. He said, I'm going to get some barbecue. And I said, okay. He said, how's the barbecue? I said, I don't know how to have any barbecue. He said, boy, you got to learn how the barbecue is. You got to have a staple here that you make everybody eat so you can tell them about it. He said, this Carolina Golf Club, you got to know about the barbecue. I didn't realize.
Well, now you know, right?
No, I still don't understand.
I'm confuzzled, as Scarlett would say. But, you know, you brought up Randy Burris, and we did not talk about this, but I played in a golf tournament with him recently for a memorial for Don Post.
Yes.
Which I never got the chance to meet Don, but everybody I heard had talked about him, so he was just such a great guy. And that resonated throughout the day. It was really well put on. James Hartzell, it was there as well, who's been on the show. They just did a wonderful job. It sounds like I missed out by not getting to know this guy.
No, he was a wonderful guy, and he grew up in college with James Hartzell and Brian Delaney, who founded Skookum, technology creation company, and he was really their right-hand guy, their homeboy that ran the operations side of the business, and three best friends. So getting to know James over the years and then Brian Delaney, I got to know Don. He's a wonderful guy. I mean, the type of guy that lived his life by I love you what can I do to make your life easier? What can I take off your plate? And that's going to show you how much I love you, and that's how I'm going to move up in this world.
Well, and Randy, that's what he did. Randy started talking to me about that. And, you know, Randy's one of those guys that you would, I think you would agree, he's just a wise person when he talks, mm-hmm. I listen. And he said, he went to the funeral for Don, and he said, you know, here I thought I was something special because of how Don treated me. And, heck, he treated everybody that way, which I think that was a really good way to put it.
He really did. But the way I viewed him was, and the way their friendship was, and the way he was with those two guys that founded that business, and he served them and they served him. He just wanted to serve people and wanted to, what can I do for you? I mean, James used to always tell me, that Don manages rental properties for him. He had a couple rental houses. He's like, he won't even let me do nothing. I mean, he won't even take it over. It's like, it's crazy. And like kind of ashamed for it, but it just says a lot about Don. Don last winter, had an all of a sudden health issue and passed away too soon. Had young kids.
At a young family, age.
Young guy.
Yeah.
In shape. Good fella. So God rest his soul, and God bless his family.
Yeah.
So you bring that up. I was out of town. I could not make that Memorial Golf Tournament. But, yeah, man. Well, we're recording this show on Friday. What plans you got for the weekend, dog?
I don't really have much plans this weekend.
Oh, wow.
That's all right, though. I'm trying to think. I'm sure I do. I just am forgetting something. I'll come home on Friday and like, honey, what are we doing this weekend? She's like, I told you seven times we're doing this. I was like, oh yeah, I was just testing you.
I got to go to Ford, had a school play last night, and sung a little bit. He was all pumped up. He had a line. He said two words, and it was real funny the way he said it.
I bet you he would be a pretty good little actor, actually. He's got a wit to him.
He's got a little ham bone to him.
There you go.
He was proud. Reagan and I were reflecting this morning, talking about him. I said, he's getting a little confidence under his belt. He's a little tight.
That's cool.
Almost about to turn eight.
Those kids practice hard for the play. Scar did a play a couple weeks ago, and it's hard work, but they seem to love it.
Yeah.
Seem to really love it.
And then the kids this Sunday have a performance at church. I think it's going to be a kid's in the sermon, and they're playing the violin and stuff, and then we're going to 14 of us, Reagan's parents and my mom and our family, going to go eat brunch after church. That's good.
There you go, man.
Kind of good, you know?
Well, Trent, we got a guest here getting ready to turn on to a break.
I mean, keeping it on the west side, at least the way we know Taylor Hayden and his business, Blackstone Shooting, over here on Wilkinson Boulevard, a wonderful staple for our community since they've been there. Very, very cool to have him in the neighborhood. So I can't wait to hear about his upbringing and his business model and everything that comes with it. So Taylor Hayden, when we return, you're listening to At Home with...
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Hasten from the Roby Family of Company. We are your hosts. You can podcast us, check us out if you miss the first segment.
Oh, we're on podcast?
We're on the the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
Trent, we've got Taylor. Go ahead.
Just Google At Home with Roby and click the link.
Google. You see Trent's, Trent's big old forehead.
Taylor Hayden. What's up, dude?
How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me in.
Taylor, this is usually the point where the guest is like, man, I should have said no to this.
Maybe I was just thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah, he's like, this is going left.
Like, it's supposed to help me. These guys are, I don't know what I'm getting myself into. I do have a story for you, though. You're the second person that's in the gun business, which I'm sure is called something different. Just come on the ammo gun shooting sports. I hope I'm hitting all the boxes here. I'm sure I'm missing some. Just come on the show, and the other fella... Somehow we got talking about politics, which is a no-no, only At Home with the Roby Show. There's a few lines that we don't cross, and that's
apolitical.
And his comment was, I love politics. When your guy wins, you buy guns. When your guy loses, you buy more guns.
I got a pretty good idea who that was.
Yeah, you know who it was.
I mean, that was like the best line ever. So welcome to the show. You are in an industry that gets a lot of public PR these days.
Most definitely. We've been around for about 7 years now.
Yeah, beautiful spot.
And just kind of fell into it, quite honestly. I had helped a buddy start a shooting range in Tennessee back when I was practicing law.
Wow.
And I thought, man, that is a really interesting business, and I don't feel like it's a community that's served very well, and so we jumped in with both feet.
So where are you from?
I'm from Cincinnati originally. Moved down to Texas for a while when I started practicing law, and then got married, and we were looking to head back east.
Very cool.
And kind of randomly picked Charlotte.
You married a Texas woman?
I did.
All right. There you go.
So where'd you go to school? Tell us, kind of give us a life history of Taylor here.
Well, that was part of the love I had for the Carolinas, I guess. So I grew up in Cincinnati, went to Duke for undergrad. I do believe you're a Chapel Hill guy, so.
You know this, Trent. You knew this, and he's on the show. That's you're growing in your elder age. I like it. Go ahead.
Hop from there over to Vanderbilt for he's flabbergasted right
yeah,
now.
I rarely see him speechless.
hopped from there over to Vanderbilt for law school, and then went and practiced corporate transaction law down in Houston for about 4 years, and then we moved up here.
I hear you. So you Carolina boy, got some Tennessee boy, got some Texas, and hail from Cincinnati.
Yeah, have you ever seen one of those? Did you ever do that quiz where it says, how do you say this and how do you say that? It was in like the New York Times or something like that. But you go answer it, and it guesses where you're from based on the things you say and the way you refer to things.
We definitely need to get that for Trent.
It's amazing. when I did it, it showed basically like this kind of banana shape that went from Ohio down to Texas.
No way.
Because I guess I've just picked up a few
you're
things
joking.
Along the way. It was the weirdest thing. It knew exactly where I'd lived.
What part of Cincinnati did you grow up in?
Anderson.
Okay, my college roommate, I went to Clemson, was from Cincinnati. He's from Indian Hill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't know if that's close to Anderson or not.
Yeah, it's not too far away. My mom grew up over in Indian Hill. And
oh,
a couple
very cool.
of my best friends actually here grew up in Indian Hill.
No, I'm sure they know this guy. I mean, we look appear to be similar in age, but maybe not. You're probably younger than me, but... very cool. So you got the Charlotte.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bail, Patrick, bail.
All right, you put the shovel down.
Scott Bail.
So you got to Charlotte. How long were you here when you opened Blackstone?
So we moved here in early 2011, and I practiced at a firm here for a couple years. And then Blackstone opened... kind of got the idea and started running with it in late 2012, and we opened up at the end of 2014.
And early on when they opened, I think it was 14 or 15, Luther Lockwood had met, they had met,
oh,
we
cool.
had this conversation,
yeah.
And we did a YPO event there, and Reagan and I went and shot some guns over there, had a wonderful time.
It really is a first-class place, yeah.
Your little club area, the private area. Is really nice.
Thank you.
It's first class operation. Not necessarily my hobby, which I think is great for that business. It doesn't have to be your hobby
yeah.
for you to go have fun and enjoy it and say, hey, man, I'd like to come back and bring the kids.
Well,
you know?
The dirty little secret is it isn't mine either. And everything we built there was built with the intention of accessibility. How do we take this thing that feels hard to break into, that feels like
yeah.
a closed world, and how do we make it accessible for people who aren't familiar with it but would like to be? And we view ourselves first and foremost as a hospitality and entertainment organization.
Yep. That's smart.
And so that's what we try to offer, and we just happen to offer it in the world of firearms.
Well, like Trent, I'm not much of a gun enthusiast. I mean, you shoot some snakes in your backyard with a shotgun from time to time, but I've been to He does. We went for we have some folks that are gun enthusiasts, and we did like a little poi event over there. I think it was last year, the year before, maybe it was like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, even before COVID.
I didn't get invited.
Sorry, man, you must have been out of town. but it was very welcoming. I was intimidated because that's not something I've ever really done, and some of these folks are ex-military, and they're very familiar and comfortable with guns. But we had a ball, had a heck of a time, and it was just something really different than we've ever done. We're different by your facility a bunch of times, and so have been back a couple of times since. It's wonderful stress relief.
That is absolutely true.
I mean,
true.
There's been times where somebody's having a real bad day, and it's like, come on, man, let's pop over here for a half hour.
Makes a really great date night, too.
Yeah.
You got a good view of the city over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the building's beautiful.
I mean, that's where I used to take my aluminum cans when I was a can collector my whole career. Oh, Reynolds Recycling over there.
Right there.
Straight up.
I believe it. It's crazy how the area has changed just since we've been there. And we kind of got really lucky, just right place, right time, to be able to find that property. It took, I think I probably was working with different brokers and looking for about 18 months before we found the property. Because one of the things that makes shooting ranges so inaccessible is that they are in areas you don't really want to go to a lot of the time.
Sure.
So it was imperative that we find something that was close by, convenient, was a nice area to be in and would continue to develop, which you're seeing along Wilkinson here right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you were early on. I mean, there's a lot of people say that about us as well on the corner at Moorhead and Wilkinson. But, yeah, you were a big driver in the change of the community.
Yeah, so I was going to say, yeah, absolutely.
If you don't know where the place of business is, it's the first business headed out off of 277 on Wilkinson West on the left.
Nailed it.
In the quadrant of Wilkinson and 77 there. There's a pie, and the railroad track goes behind your business there.
It does.
If you know that. East to west railroad track. So now he's getting called.
That's my alarm going off, reminding me to pick my daughter up from school, which I will not be doing today.
Oh, man. Better get out of here quick. Yeah.
Dang. So do you do law anymore?
I do not.
You glad?
I very much am.
Well, do you know, I'm going to ask you, do you know George Sistrunk over at Town Brewing? He's a lawyer. All those guys over there are lawyers.
I don't believe we've met before.
He's a real nice guy.
Yeah, he's been on the show.
He's been on the radio show when they opened town. And
I like Town Brewing.
It's a wonderful place.
Yeah, it really is.
They do a great job. And great hospitality, great feeling over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on a golf trip with him a couple weeks ago, and he's just front of mind neighborhood guy. We like to help out the neighborhood. And the way we met, you're an EO entrepreneur organization,
yes, sir.
Veteran, which is similar. I talk a lot on here. Have a lot of guests that are YPO, and you're interested in YPO, Young Presidents Organization. And we talked. We know a lot of the same people. And I was like, you need to come on the radio. and kudos to you. You're like, some people are like, yeah, okay, I'm not really good on the radio, never done the radio.
Well, I said that in my head.
You're like, heck yeah, man, I'm
My
in.
Head said that, but my voice said, yeah, sure.
You were thinking of, about it. I could hear your mind working. You're like, I can't lie. Yeah, I can do that. So thank you for being courageous and taking the leap. I want to hear about where Blackstone's at today and how you've grown. I mean, I make some assumptions, but this is very intriguing, and you're a true entrepreneur. So will you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Taylor Hayden, and really, honestly, we still got Patrick McIsaac when we return. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Thought I might have gone.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back. At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Hayson from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, we're getting edumacated as usual on a Sunday morning here.
I got to say, I have a guilty conscience. I don't like to tell stories, even when they're accidental. Today is Wednesday, but I feel so good, it feels like Friday.
I really thought you did it on purpose.
Good recovery. Yeah, so if you miss that, go podcast it, right? And on the first segment, Trent said something about us recording on Friday, and we were all nice.
I skipped over Thursday and Friday.
We didn't call you out. And but it does feel like a Friday. I'm with you. This time of year always feels good. So,
yeah, we're going to the Charlotte Motor Speedway tonight. Go see the Christmas lights with the family. Usually get an Outback Steakhouse dinner out of this.
There you go.
It's pretty good.
I have a serious question. You go Bloomin' Onion, or what do we do beforehand?
Bloomin' Onion with an extra dipping sauce. Yes,
extra
sir.
Extra dipping. You ever had their cheese fries?
Never. No, I'm a Bloomin' Onion guy.
Got to get both, man. If you really want to get it gourded out, they're pretty good.
I need room for my Outback special.
There you go. So, Trent, we're Taylor Hayden from Blackstone Shooting Sports, our neighbor across the street on Wilkinson Boulevard, a West Side pioneer. And we got to talking a little bit about his business, but I want to know more because it's not just a shooting range, right? I mean, you have a whole full-on retail store in the front.
Yeah, our business is really five businesses in one. We've got our retail piece, and then everything else we consider to be the entertainment side of our business,
okay.
Which is we allow walk-ins on the range. We sell memberships to the range. We have people do private parties, and then we sell instruction, whether that's classes like your concealed carry class or private instruction.
Cool. I'll tell you one thing, man. That parking lot's always full.
I agree.
It has seemed to be the case every time I'm coming back from the airport and haven't been in the store. It always feels pretty good when you're driving by.
Yeah,
puff your chest out a little bit. So, was this location your first location?
Yes, and currently our only location.
Okay.
We're under development on a location on an I-85 down in Greenville, South Carolina.
All right.
And
very cool.
And then we're working on a deal in Charleston right now.
Man, you got your hands full there, partner.
Yep, it's pretty exciting, but like I said earlier, we're about 7 years in, and the reason we're able to do that right now is we've just got a really great team, a really solid leadership team.
Yeah.
Great store managers, and then just amazing folks working the floor for us.
So a second location in Greenville and a third location in Charleston.
Yes, sir.
I got it. Wow.
That is cool. Any particular reason you picked those two markets, or just the opportunity was there?
I feel like they both offer a lot of market diversity, which is what we have here. We noticed, so I described the five different segments of our business.
Yeah.
And each of them kind of appeals to a different customer persona. And so finding a place that had some similar things going on to what we have here in Charlotte was kind of the key. It would probably work in a place that wasn't, but I don't need to find that out just yet.
No, those are great markets. Two of my favorite
Agreed.
Markets, I think.
Both are doing really
as
well.
As we grow geographically, those mm-hmm. are probably two markets we have our eye on as well. You got Raleigh and Nashville, places like that as well. Knoxville, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, you're basically listing all the same things
exactly.
I would list.
Yeah.
Places I want to go, and it's a little easier to go if I have a business there.
That's it. You're exactly right, and they're within driving distance,
mm-hmm.
whereas it isn't too tedious to get to if you got to go handle something.
Hop in mm-hmm. the truck and do it, yeah.
And then you like them. They're refreshing, diverse locations that are growing for that reason
mm-hmm.
with people and such. So you don't practice law anymore. Do you have partners in your business?
So I do have one of the guys who started with me as an associate and is now our managing partner. He worked as way up.
Very cool.
Kind of just taking on more and more. And I talk about what a great leadership team we have, and he really spearheads that and has been just an incredible find for us, considering the fact that he just came in as a part-time Christmas employee when he got out of college.
Wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Is guns a hobby of his, shooting?
He has an incredibly deep knowledge of it, but if he's listening to this on Sunday, he's probably going to be doing it on a boat fishing.
Oh, he's a fisherman.
He's a fisherman.
My kind of guy. There you go.
He's a true American outdoorsman.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you.
Yeah. Well, I do have a question. Earlier, you mentioned you do have a daughter. Is it just one child at home, or
we have three actually?
Three kids. Okay. Cool.
We have a 5-year-old son, a 3-year-old daughter, and a 1-year-old son.
Wow, man, you are busy there too. You done?
It depends who you ask.
I'm asking Taylor.
Three feels good.
Well, me and my wife always said 3 to 5, and we have 5.
There you go. There you go.
And my tubes are not tied yet either.
Oh, boy.
We're getting a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, I hear you.
Well, so your boy's 5. So he started school yet?
Yeah, he's in transitional kindergarten.
Got it. You enjoying that age?
Yeah, that's a great age. He's really getting into stuff and fun, and most importantly for me, starting to enjoy the things I like to do. So when we go on vacation, he goes fishing with me, and couldn't be happier doing that.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
And asks hilarious questions, and is just kind and friendly and that's fun wonderful. To hang out with.
That's wonderful. I agree. My kids. Patrick has a daughter in between my daughter's ages, right?
Yeah, she's right there.
Adolescent.
Uh-huh.
I have three girls, 15, 13, and 11. And then I have a 7-year-old boy and a 3-year-old boy, so squeak sandwiching your
son.
That
is a spread.
they like to drop elbows on me in my midsection when I'm laying down trying to relax after a long day.
The boys or the girls?
The boys.
I was about to say,
the girls are they're little women. They're like Reagan Juniors.
It is so funny how different boys and girls are. Oh,
my middle one's the girl, and she's our tough one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You can raise them right.
just I wish I could claim any credit for as awesome as she is, but it's just kind of how she came out.
Do you ever, you talk about fishing and hunting a little bit. You ever go out to the river down on the Catawba out that way?
You know, I really haven't. When I moved here at first, you know, you have all these aspirations of the things you're going to do, and then all of a sudden a decade's gone by, and you're like, yeah, that's still on that list.
Yep. Well, it's a real muddy river, and it smells like dead catfish, but I'd love to have you out there sometime.
Now when you sell it like that.
It doesn't really sell very well like that, does it?
It's near Charlotte. It's near Belmont.
It's wonderful. Come on. You love it. It is a beautiful thing that we have in this city. There's something about
great.
It. It is lots of fun.
West.
Yeah, there's so no doubt about it.
It's not far, and it's exciting to see things expanding out that way.
Yes.
It's going to be all the stuff they're developing out there is going to be cool.
It is really cool, and a true gem the city has is the Whitewater Center. Which is near where I live. I don't go as much as I should it's in your backyard.
Have you ever been to their holiday, their light show, or they have a big holiday production as well?
I have. I've been ice skating out there. My daughter got her foot run, her hand run over and had to get stitches. great memory of mine. Ice skating on plastic.
Is that what it is?
60 degrees. Well, when it's 60 degrees.
Yeah, there's really no choice. Yeah.
They don't get much ice on it. It's plastic water.
Man, you should be in marketing.
Yeah. I'm definitely marketing.
Killing it today.
Bring your daughter on out.
She'll slice her hand off.
Wonderful place to go. And then if you get the bandage on your hand right, you can go zip line.
There you go. Oh, man.
No, it is a great asset that the city's has, and we've done a great job expanding it as the time has gone by and added features to it. And I'm joking, the ice skating, we'll probably go ice skating there again this year. It's a lot of fun. So give your business a plug, Taylor.
Man, I feel like I've been doing that the whole time.
That's all right. It's what it's all about.
Like officially a plug.
All right. Well, Blackstone Shooting Sports is the really quite honestly the greatest shooting center in the world. If you're looking to purchase a firearm, you're looking to come shoot for the first time, you like to shoot all the time and want to be a member, you're just looking to hone your skills and want to get with a private instructor, come on in and our guys will take fantastic care of you.
That is wonderful. You got a website?
Sure do, blackstoneshooting.com.
Is it www before that?
Doesn't matter.
You don't have to say that anymore.
Not anymore.
Greatest shooting range.
You can just log on to Prodigy.
And there's a guy outside Net Zero out there giving out the CDs, right, as you walk in.
Goodness gracious.
1 month free.
Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for having
so
me.
So
nice to meet and hang out with you. Look forward to doing more of it. And good luck to you and your family and your business.
Thank you all very much.
All right. Taylor Hayden, Blackstone Shooting Sport.
Yeah. Shooting
Sports.
When we return.
Plural. We're very into all of the sports.
All of the sports.
Plural. Shooting Sports.
You got
that
it.
Was on purpose, Taylor. That's an old radio trick. Hey, you're listening, and we'll be back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back. At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts, Trent, Taylor Hayden.
Oh, it's so interesting.
So interesting.
I mean, this is so cool. How we have all these different entrepreneurs, business leaders,
agreed.
From all different walks of the world in here. I mean, last week we had Kyle Miller with Bammel. I always say it Balmall. Yeah. I'm a Southern boy. But there's not two L's on this Bammel, B-A-M-A-L, and it stands for the original partners.
Yeah,
sure. But he's in the distribution, wholesale distribution.
Yeah.
And, but he said he played field hockey and won two national championships at Johns Hopkins.
Lacrosse.
Oh gosh. And he loved beating Duke in championship games. So
he did say that.
A shout out to Taylor Hayden.
He's been holding that one for the whole show.
He actually went, till you're not back on the mic.
Yeah.
And he actually, when he said that, he was, you know, I think you said, hey, I think you did go to Chapel Hill. He looked at me and said, I'm getting in good favor here because if there's one thing I know you like, is beating Duke.
And so, you clapped.
I did. It was the first time I've ever clapped in 8 years. Eight times 52 shows a year, 420 shows.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I don't do math that well, but roughly 420. First time I ever clapped.
First time you clapped.
So I will say we went, I talked about this a couple weeks ago, we took the kids up. It's now become an annual tradition. We took them up to the Angus Barn. Because they decorate for holidays in Raleigh, and we rented an Airbnb in Durham.
And then you went to the Chapel Hill game.
And then we went to Carolina. Carolina got beat by Georgia Tech.
I was about to say, what happened
football
there?
Game.
Yeah.
I divulge it all. We had a good time in Durham. Durham is a cool, eclectic community. Turning Over has a wonderful mix of diversity and people. It was great. We had a fun time. So
wonderful.
Yeah. The Airbnb we stayed in, the guy had like religious stuff in areas of it, and it was like different religions, like picture of Jesus and Christian, and then he had like a different religion, like prayer area, like set up. It wasn't like official, but it was kind of cool, you know. Very eclectic. Had some shark teeth sitting on the bookshelf. Had some arrow. I mean, this is my type of deal.
Yeah,
like, I mean, had a hot tub outside. I mean, we're into money.
All you needed some snakes and a shotgun. You would have been in like Flynn.
Might have had some of those. I don't know.
No, I'm just joking.
But no. So what's up?
That is good. Well, no, there's another thing that I wanted to talk about too. We had mentioned the Whitewater Center. Have you been to Knight Stadium for their Christmas setup?
I haven't.
Somebody's talking about
Knight
earlier
Stadium
today.
I haven't been. I think the youth, the kids are going to do the
you can tube, and they've got a full size ice skating rink.
Yeah,
I was talking to an lady about it earlier today.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, well they have the Christmas market. It used to be at the corner of. It's right off Tryon, right across from where Fox and the Hound used to be. It's probably been there a long time ago, but they've moved that market to Knight Stadium as well. And we would always go to that market. Our church has an annual Christmas concert across the street. The market's wonderful. I mean, so we're definitely going to go check that out. I know you guys like to do that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah.
But it seems to be really cool. Everybody I've talked to so far about it said, has given it good reviews.
I know. I was joking about the Whitewater Center's ice skating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure it's the same.
I don't know how else
makeup as the Knights. It's good. I was kidding.
Yeah, hey, this ain't Detroit with Kyle Miller, man. It's warm here. You can't do outside skating.
Just don't put your hand down. Those skates will cut
they
you.
They are sharp.
You got to be a little careful. Man, it's been rainy lately.
It has been rainy.
It's good, though, because we had a really dry summer and fall.
Grass looks good
to get the rain back.
Yeah.
Keep the Christmas trees fluffy.
But when are we going to go over to Blackstone?
I'm in. I mean, have a company event.
There we go.
Taylor's over here like, now we talk.
He's going,
buy in bulk.
There you go.
I mean, I do want to go over there and learn some stuff. It's a very intriguing hobby of mine. I will say I have a couple hand-me-down firearms, shotgun, 410, 22 handgun. I don't know. I'm looking at Taylor. He's like, I don't. I'm a businessman.
So when we had our little, you know, manager's deal over at Blackstone, we had some folks that were former military, and there's one lady in our group, and she comes down all of a sudden. No one knew this about her. Takes out her gun case, has like the most official looking earphone or ear protection you've ever seen, glasses, and we're like, what are you doing?
You learn about these people.
She roasted us all. Well, she was like, I was like a state champion in high school. Like, how come he never told us that?
Really?
Competitively shot in high school. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Yeah.
We've talked about our girls doing that, actually.
Have you?
It might be a good niche.
There you go.
To go to college, you
I bet
know?
You, Taylor could hook it up.
But at Thanksgiving, you know, I have a deck. I'm on the river.
Yeah, yeah.
My brother-in-law brought over a pellet gun, and I pulled out a couple of my BB pellet guns, and all the uncles and the kids are out there shooting cans
That's
off my
so
deck.
That's so fun, shooting cans,
and
yeah.
Piper is an eagle shot, baby. Eagle eye. I mean, she's on point.
There you go.
I think she could get a scholarship if you're listening, Chapel Hill, and you want a good March woman, Piper Haston.
Taylor might be able to help you out with Duke if she's interested there.
Oh, yeah. That'd be terrible.
Yeah. Sorry, I couldn't.
I need to bring Piper. Piper says she want to go shooting with me sometimes, so I need to bring her over to Blackstone. That's what I'm going to do. That'd be a good daddy-daughter day. So, thank you, Taylor, for being here. Blackstone Shooting and Firearms,
Shooting Sports, yeah.
Wilkinson Boulevard. Another radio trip.
You did such a first building on the left coming off 277 away from the city, right?
That's it.
Beautiful building.
Thank you so much for listening. Listen, go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Carry a smile around on your face and help somebody out. Go out of your way. Thanks for listening to At Home with